Previously on Let's Talk Drama series, Tendo is devastated to discover that she's pregnant. Lulu is so worried about what Tendo will do to herself, she then decides to tell her mom about their secret. Rose breaks the pregnancy news to Dolly, and it does not go well with Dolly. Tendo is angry at Lulu for sharing their secret.
Children these days are very interesting. Each class opens up my eyes to something new. Oh, it's you, Lulu. Come on in, my girl. Come, I was waiting for you. Did you find the red pens?
No, Miss Binky. The school tuck shop keeper told me that he had run out of pens.
Thank you, Lulu. The pens can wait. It was actually an excuse to get you to come here, and I didn't want the others to wonder. Please take a seat.
Did I do something wrong, Miss?
No. It's actually not about you. I noticed that you didn't have your usual partner today, and I got a little bit worried. You and your friend Tendo are inseparable. Is she okay? Why did she miss class? Lulu, I am always here to listen, and you can talk to me. Please, look up. Is everything fine with Tendo?
Well, how do I say this, Miss Binky? It's super complicated. I don't know where to start.
You can start from anywhere, Lulu. Don't feel pressured. I know that I am your teacher, but I can be a friend to both you and Tendo. If you just let me. So, what's going on?
Actually, a few weeks ago, one of our classmates hosted a birthday party.
I heard all about it. The one you guys called the party of the century.
Yes, that very party. It turned out a total mess, Miss Binky.
Total mess? How so?
Well, some of the boys brought beer to the party, and unfortunately, Tendo's drink was spiked and they ended up having sex.
Ha! Huh? Spiked her drink and had sex with her. Who did that? Spiking someone's drink and having sex with them amounts to rape. Oh, that is not consensual sex. It's unacceptable.
Exactly. I said that was rape too, but Tendo didn't take it that way. She felt the guy didn't force her to have sex.
This is very unfortunate. Which of the boys did this?
It was Vusi, Miss Binky.
Ah, no. Vusi acted very irresponsibly. He shouldn't have had sex without Tendo's consent. He could get arrested if Tendo opens a police case against him. Once you spike someone's drink and have sex with them, there is no consent there. That's rape. Like that TT Tokozani boy. Oh, I'm very, very disappointed.
There's more.
Oh, there's more? I am all ears, my child.
It turns out that my friend is now pregnant, but I can't be there for her and I'm worried sick right now.
Oh, it's really unfortunate that things have turned out this way. But you are her friend. Why can't you be there for her? Tendo will need your friendship and support now, more than ever before.
I know, Miss Binky. I really want to be there for Tendo, but she thinks I'm a snitch.
Look, Lulu, I know this is a very difficult time for Tendo, and trust me, I understand. I really do. I also know you girls are pretty close, huh? But I don't think Tendo would call you a snitch. I mean, why would she?
The thing is that I opened up to my mom about the whole issue. And because our parents are close, mom went and told Tendo's mom about the pregnancy.
Oh, I now see where the snitching part is coming from. So Tendo now thinks you are disloyal.
Exactly. She called but didn't say much. As if that was not strange enough, Tendo put a WhatsApp status bashing fake friends and all. I know that was meant for me, but believe me, Miss Binky, I care for my friend. I told my mom about Tendo's pregnancy because I was worried she would harm herself. She vowed to have an abortion at any cost.
Look, Lulu, I know this is tough for Tendo, but I don't think you are a bad friend. Talking to your mom was the right thing to do, considering the circumstances. I'm actually very proud that you reached out to your mother. That way, you have someone to advise you correctly. So please don't feel bad. Together, we shall make Tendo understand why you did what you did. Remember, she will need our support in order to avoid making more bad decisions, like unsafe abortions and all. There are three things that should not have happened at your party. The boys were not meant to be drinking alcohol or bring the alcohol to the party. The second is that a crime was committed. Spiking someone's drink is a crime no matter what. If you go on to have sex with that person like Vusi, that is rape. Lastly is the obvious one. They were not meant to have sex, especially without protection. But what we need to focus on first is Tendo. Then we will hear from her how she wants things handled.
Thank you so much, Miss Pinky. I really want to have my friend back. I'm honestly feeling anxious and a little scared, especially about the abortion part. I want my friend to be fine. Tendo and I, we had big dreams about college, work, and all the classy and posh lifestyle we hoped for. But now this?
Be optimistic, Lulu. All your big dreams shall come to pass. It's definitely not going to be an easy journey, but Tendo still stands a chance to get back on track and make it.
Only if she doesn't make more bad decisions like an unsafe abortion.
Lulu, I know you're a very smart and mature girl. You see, an abortion can be safe if it's done for the right reasons and by a health facility.
But Tendo wasn't talking about consulting her mom. She'd rather do it secretly. In fact, she suggested we visit Mr. Adams, who owns a local chemist. A lot of girls go to him for illegal abortions.
Your friend is in a state of confusion. All the secrecy comes about because she is afraid and unhappy that she has let her parents down. She could be thinking that a baby will come in the way of her dreams, but with the right support system, an abortion will be the least on her mind.
Do you think so?
Yes, absolutely. When I was younger, a classmate of mine got pregnant during our final year of high school.
Really? Your friend?
Yes, a very good friend of mine.
But where is she now?
She's somewhere in the big city living her dream.
Living her dream? Are you being for real, Miss Pinky?
Yes, my dear. You know, my friend got pregnant pretty young. She was around 15 or thereabouts.
Younger than T?
You see, my friend was younger than Tendo, but she went ahead and kept the baby. She continued to attend classes until the 8th month of pregnancy and then returned to school after she gave birth. It was not an easy period for her, being a young mum and a schoolgirl at the same time. It was no small task, plus all the pressure from the community, but my friend had the right attitude. She was a fighter. Today, she still is. Her ordeal turned into a success story. Today, she has a good job in the city and is raising her child to become a very responsible young boy.
Oh, wow, that's great. Are you two still in touch?
Of course. We talk often. In fact, I sometimes feel it was her story that inspired me to take this career path.
Aw, that's so inspiring.
So, I suggest that you try and iron things out with Tendo. If you reach out, she will understand. Moreover, you need to try and convince Tendo to come back to school. We are here to support her.
Of course, of course. I feel so inspired and I can't wait to share this inspirational story with T. I'm going to her home right away.
Very good, Lulu.
Thank you so much, Miss Pinky. I feel better and less confused. If I may ask, how old is your friend's son?
You naughty girl. The last thing I want is for you to guess my age. Come on, run along. T needs you.
All right, fine. Ciao, Miss Pinky. You rock. Cheer you up, T. Loosen up.
Do you want me to get upset with you for a second time? This time I won't forgive you. Don't try me.
Okay, fine. But seriously, I just wanted to lighten up your mood. Besides, Aunt Dolly is not here. Anyways, I am so happy that we are fine, my friend.
I know, me too. But the mood in this house is cold. Everyone is angry and disappointed, especially Ma.
I know. And that's why I took the risk and still came here. I had to make sure you're coping just fine. Mom told me that Aunt Dolly didn't take the whole issue too well.
Does any issue sit well with the tigress? But I seriously understand her. I've ruined my life. I'm a fool and the entire river block will make fun of me. They will think I slept around.
Stop! We have already talked about that. Don't mind what people say. I have told you about Teacher Pinky's friend. You are a strong girl, and just like her, you too will live your dream.
Thank you. I'm just glad we're cool. I missed you. And I'm sorry about the WhatsApp status. I was kind of emotional at that time and ended up overreacting.
It's all good. I understand. But it's only been a day, and yet you can't live without me.
Shut up. But seriously, Thanks for everything, girlfriend. And I think you're right about talking to Miss Pinky. I'll think about it a little and maybe I'll go talk to her tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm glad you're considering talking to Miss Pinky. She will really help you.
Oh yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. Ah, but where are you going? The door is in the opposite direction.
World rope.
Jeez.
This is not mine. This tulle. Where could my crop top be? Where could it be? This girl has so much swagger.
What are you looking for?
Tea? I can't seem to find my crop top. You have so much stuff in your closet.
Keep looking and good luck. You will find me outside.
Wait, friend. Come back here. My crop top. Friend, tea.
Oh, it's my young brother calling, and if I pick it up now, he won't stop talking. I will call him back later.
No problem, Miss Pinky.
Getting back to our chat, I want you to describe the whole situation to me once more. I am very concerned, and we must help protect your friend from the advances made by this teacher. But you will have to, please, give me his name.
No, Miss Pinky. I don't want to land myself in trouble. I'd rather not say his name. My friend says that this teacher has been making several passes at her. He calls her pet names, and the other day, he found her outside class and started to touch her boobs. He even said he'd make her pass with flying colors, but only if no one finds out about his advances towards her. But my friend doesn't like his moves on her at all. It's so annoying.
This is very serious, my child, but do not worry. If you tell me his name, at least, then the school can stop this man. You see, my child, what you have done is brave and an act of selflessness. But there is little I can do to help if I don't know the victim or the culprit.
No, Miss Pinky. The thing is, my friend doesn't even know I came to talk to you about this. And I really wouldn't want to land myself in hot soup. Forgive me, but I really cannot give you any names, especially not the teacher.
All right. I do not want you to feel any sort of pressure. Listen, it's absolutely fine if you do not feel ready to give any names now. But I want you to know that my office will always be open if you need to talk. Okay?
Thank you, Miss Pinky. Please, please. I'd like it if you kept this issue a secret. If the teacher knows I came here, then I may be expelled and my parents will kill me for landing myself in trouble.
Do not worry. Nothing will happen and what has been discussed here will remain in the four walls of this office. But you must understand that in order to help your friend and other girls from that man, the school may have to conduct some sort of investigation.
Investigations?
Yes, but you do not need to be afraid. Your name will not come up at all. Please, relax.
Thank you so much, Miss Pinky.
Anytime, my child. And don't worry. Our secret is very safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No, no, no. I can't disclose Mr. Sadiki's name. That man can cause havoc or even get me dismissed before my final exams. He can't know I spoke to Miss Pinky.
Mr. Amani?
Hello, Miss Pinky.
I see you're heading out.
Yes, I was about to head out. Would you like to talk?
Yes, please. But if you're heading out, I can find you later.
Oh, no, 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 no. We can talk now. I can always spare some time. Besides, my errands can wait a little. Please, come in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, how is the class going with our pupils?
It's going on very well, actually. I think I'm bonding well with the pupils. Most of them are opening up and asking lots of questions. We are making good progress. I also keep learning all the youth dynamics, especially technology.
That is excellent news. If the pupils are responsive, then there is hope. Technology is a big topic on its own and would require years to debate.
Indeed, it's a big topic. Especially the question of how accurate is the information shared to our students on places like social media.
It's a debate worth having. Anyhow, I'm glad that you're doing well with our pupils and that such important conversations are taking place.
Oh yes, certainly. And has there been any headway with the community?
Not yet. In fact, I had a meeting with the pastor again. Unfortunately, he didn't have kind words. But anyway, from our last discussion, we both agreed it would not be easy to get this message through to the community members.
I understand. Change takes time. If some teachers oppose the subject, we can only expect worse from the community before it dawns on them.
Very true. Let's continue to exercise patience. Which teachers oppose the subject?
Well, it's Mr. Sadiki. Actually, he's the reason I came to see you today.
Okay. I'm all ears. What has Sadiki done this time around?
Well, one of our pupils approached me and made very strong sexual harassment allegations against one of our male teachers. And although she didn't disclose the name of the teacher, I have a gut feeling it could be Mr. Sadiki.
Sadiki?
Yes, Sadiki. Apparently, he's in the habit of inappropriately touching young girls, and I'm sure many of our pupils have fallen prey. Something has to be done to stop him. I think it's high time some action is taken against this man. There should be no place for sexual harassment in this community, let alone our school.
This is very serious, Ms. Mabuza, and you're right. No teacher should harass the very girls he should be protecting them. Sexual harassment is a crime and must not be condoned. Not in my school. Unacceptable. No.
Precisely. And that is why it's about time Sadiki was made answerable. This is getting out of hand. And if we don't act soon, the pupils will be discouraged from engaging us to help them.
Agreed. But unfortunately, we cannot take any form of action without evidence. As things stand, it will be Sadiki's word against us and this pupil whose identity, according to you, is unknown. Such matters cannot be pursued without strong evidence.
But I saw him too. These are not mere accusations. Trust me. I even confronted Sadiki, but as expected, he denied any wrongdoing and quickly tried to give some funny account of what happened.
There lies the issue, Ms. Mabuza. In order to bring Sadiki to account for his wrongs, we will need evidence. Otherwise, these accusations will remain baseless.
What do you recommend, Mr. Amani?
For now, I suggest we monitor Sadiki. Let us closely watch his every move.
I suppose you're right. May the heavens grant me the strength to exercise a little patience. My blood is boiling with anger. Our children are not safe at all.
Let's talk early and unintended pregnancy, EUP. Here are some questions to discuss with your family and friends. Was Tendo right to forgive her friend Lulu for not keeping a secret? Why or why not? Was Pinky Mabuza right to say that Sadiki should be chased away from school? How can schools support girls who have unintended pregnancies to help them get back to their dreams?
Join these and other interesting discussions on Facebook. Visit www.facebook.com/Let's Talk EUP. This drama series was brought to you by the United Nations Population Fund, UNESCO, Save the Children, and SAFAIDS. Find out more about the Let's Talk Early and Unintended Pregnancy program at www.letstalkeup.com.